Hello and welcome to Social Media Jungle Club. My name is CJ and it's my pleasure to welcome you to class number 33. Welcome back. This is going to be our check-in episode. So if you have any questions on any of our previous classes, you're in the right place and we're ready to answer any questions that you may have. Let's jump right into our program because I want to answer your questions and I also want to show you a little bit of a demo working off of some of the material from our last few weeks, months of classes. So let me just get started with the information. Hi, I'm CJ Gilbert. I'm your web safari guide. I'd love for you to make a comment underneath this video in our Facebook group. You're also welcome to always make a brand new post in our Facebook group if you want to ask any questions or get any help with something that you're working on. And I want to encourage you to ask any questions that you have about any of our previous classes. It could be the last one, which was about repurposing your content. It could be the one before, which is all about advanced content strategies, or it could be about any of the classes that you've been going through, no matter when you're going through those classes. They're all valuable. I want you to start at the beginning and go straight through it, and then let me know what questions that you have. We're here to help. Well, it's time for a field trip, and I did promise you that I'd have a little bit of a field trip for you today because I want to do a live demo of a couple things. Now, I might have to fiddle around with my views. I told you I would need to do this. I told you I would need to do this so that I could do this live demo, and I wasn't 100% prepared. But the reason I wasn't 100% prepared, I actually stopped myself from preparing because I wanted you to see what it looked like right from the beginning, right when I started using some tools, and you could do the same thing. So what I need to do now is figure out how I can best share this with you. Okay, now I've taken us over to Adobe Express, and let me tell you about what we're going to be doing today. I've talked before about creating different kinds of content, about repurposing your content, and I had a new quote come my way over the last few weeks, and I thought, you know what? I talk a lot about how I make these quote graphics for sharing on social media. I thought I'd give you a little bit of a demo today on how to do that, so we're going to make one right now. So let's do it. I've got a quote ready to go. Let me pull it up over here. The quote is for Jim Rohn, and I don't know if I'm going to do the whole quote or just a piece of it. The whole quote is, "Don't wish it was easier, wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems, wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenge, wish for more wisdom." And that's a great quote. So if we have the room, we can do that whole quote. But if we don't have the room for the whole thing, I can just do the first part. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. So this is what we're looking at right now is Adobe Express. And last week, 2 weeks ago, one of the tools I told you about in our last session was Canva. And I mentioned I use one called Adobe Express. This is Adobe Express. So let's take a look at it. You can see some of my previous ones I've been playing with here. They have all these templates you can jump into right away. You can look at different kinds of templates. For example, Instagram Square Post. Let's take a look. This might be the one that I want to go with here. And it's giving me all these examples over here in the side column. Hello? Here it is. So if we see something we like, we can grab it. And then we can update it to our needs. So what I'm typically looking for is a place where I can put the quote. I want to have like a background photo. Oh, see, this one right here is a really great example of a, can you see that one over here? Yep. Oh, these all have movement. That's cool. So here's a great example of one for a quote, right? Because it's got the photo, it's got the quote that slides in. That's pretty cool. It's a 5 second little mini video. So that's pretty cool. Let's see what else we have in here. I usually like the background. Something like this would work too. A background with a big photo. And I can use a previous one that I've created and modify it, which might be something that I do. Or I might happen to find one. Here's another great example of a quote right here. Or I might find one that... that I think just looks great and we'll go with it. And like I said, I thought so many times of getting these pieces in place ahead of time so that I could just be like, oh, and I'm going to pull it together and here's the picture and here's the other thing. But then I thought, no, because you're not going to do it like that. You're going to struggle through it. So therefore, you could want to watch me struggle through it. So I'm going to let you watch me struggle through it right now. All right. I kind of like this one up here. Let's go back to it. See if I can find it. This one. See, that's great for a quote, right? This guy looks a little bit like me. But then we can change everything. We can change the text. We can change the colors. We can add our logo. So for example, this image right here, we can swap the image. We can change it. We can swap the text. So let's take a look and see if we want to. Look at all these cool options that we have. And you can use your own image or you can use some stock images. So what I want to look at is this image. What's this button do? Replace. Replace it with an upload. Replace it from brands, libraries, photos, videos, design assets, backgrounds. What's backgrounds? Let's see here. It's going to give us a bunch of options, some featured ones, some food and drink, some nature, some seasonal ones, fitness and health. See, now that's kind of one I was already thinking about to go with this quote. Don't wish it was easier, wish you were better. So I was thinking of kind of going with like a fitness option. Let's see what's in the fitness and health category, because I kind of was already thinking of that. Make yourself a priority. Let's see what I like. That's kind of a cool image. People doing some exercise there in a field. I'm just looking to see. Ooh, that's not bad. What's like a jump rope and some tennis shoes right there? That could be inspiring. Got people running. This girl's running with the plants all around her. Oh, that's kind of cool. Let's see what that looks like. Well, it's got the grayscale on it. Let's say I don't want any grayscale on it. I also want to move the image. Can I move the image? What's reframe mean? Yeah, that's what I want to do. How much of this? So we don't like, we got a little bit of the leaves there. We've got the clock in the thingy, and then she's running. I wish we could show more of this because it's super cool. I wonder if we can adjust the opacity of the color. In which case you would be able to see the leaves. Okay, so if that's true, I can put most of her on this side. And then we'll let the leaves peek out on the other side. How about that? Okay, so we did that. So now I'm going to click on this right-hand side and I can adjust the opacity, but it doesn't show the image behind it. Is that strange? Oh. Huh. But, See, I told you I'd be struggling through it. I promised. And now I've clicked something. I don't want to click back because that's going to go back. Cell background. How come we can't see the image behind it? Is green obnoxious? Not if it's like a dark green, huh? Okay, so we've got that. And then if I adjust the opacity, we should be able to still see those leaves back there. Okay, let's see. Detach page background. Nope, don't want to do that. And the grid. The grid is not locked. The padding, the background, the swatches. What if I want this image to bleed over to this other side here? Image. See, it's. Can I? Ooh, I can do that. Maybe I just show a little bit more of the image cutting through. What do we think about that? Because I can also make the quote more vertical. Okay, let's do that, especially that we know now. Then we'll do it more like this, where we can still see the leaves. How do we like that? How do we like that? That's pretty good, right? Okay, and then this is, can I use the same color that I used for this? I'm grabbing the color and I want to see what that looks like over here. So it's currently using kind of a dark gray, 272 F30. This is what it looks like if I make it my green, which I'm going to do. I think that looks great. Okay, and then this quote, see now I can actually go ahead and probably change the way the quote looks. Do I put it at the top? Maybe. Let's see how much of the, let's see what the quote looks like. So I feel like this quote's going to be too much. So let's see what it looks like if I pop the whole quote in there. Oh my gosh, it fits beautifully. So let's see what this looks like. Don't wish it was easier. Does it need a comma there? Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems, comma, wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenge, wish for more wisdom. Man, I think that looks great, don't you? And then I want to add Jim Rohn underneath it. So I'm going to go ahead and try to center this here. And I can line it up there at the top. And I think it does make sense to put his name here. Oh, good. It's going to let us do that. Jim Rohn. Let's see if I'm spelling that correctly. JIMROHN. Do I want to make it bold? Do I want to make it italicized? Do I want to let the quote stand for itself? Do I want to increase? Do I want to make this a little bit more bold? That way the quote is bolder. wish you were better. I'll add some emphasis here. Wish you were better. Wish for more skills. Wish for more wisdom. And then can I just go ahead and, I don't want it to be too big, but let's see if I can center it. And then center it this way. And then let's grab our little quote doodle here and we'll put it right at the top. And I'll just line it up right there. How does that look so far? I love it. I think that looks great. Is it too many words? I don't think it's too many words. I think we made it. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you think about that. I like the picture. Let's see if I can add a little bit of an effect around this icon just to make it stand out a little more. Can I multiply it? Ooh, that's kind of cool. But people might think it's a mistake. They won't? Will they think it's cool? This is a multiply effect where it's actually taking the background, pulling it through it, and using it to make it darker. No, I kind of like it. Jim Rowan. Okay, the only thing we need to do is add our logo. And that should be over here waiting in the side for me. Because let's see if they know my logo already. They sure do. They even know what my colors are. I could have grabbed one of my brand colors for this dark green. But I really do like the green I've selected already. So I don't feel the need to do that. But let's go ahead and add one of my logos. Do I want my big Jungle Studios ink, or do I want my little more subtle Jungle Studios with the leaf? Let's do the leaf. Should we do the green one? Let's see what that looks like. And I just want to put it right down here at the bottom. How does that look? Is it too big? It doesn't need to be that big. Should it be over on this side? See, if it's over on this side, it fits really nicely into that lighter area. Ooh, and I could put those star bursts around it. What do we think about that? I think it's pretty good. I got the quote. I got a great image. It's got a little fitness in there. It's got the leaves in there, some jungle leaves. It's got the quote. It's got the attribution. It's got my logo. I think I did it. I think I'm done. I think it's beautiful. Let's take a look at it. That's how it turned out. What do we think? I think it's pretty cool. I'm gonna try one more thing. I'm gonna see what it looks like if I make it so that this part wasn't bold. Let's see. Does this make it more interesting to read? Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenge. Wish for more wisdom. Let's change this line break a little bit. Wish you were better. Wish for more skills. Wish for more wisdom. What do you think? I like it. I like it a lot. Doug Means, this quote is dedicated to you. Thank you so much. All right, I could keep tweaking it, but I think it's done. And let's stamp it, print it, and get ready to publish it. So here's how we do that. I'm going to change I'm going to change the title of it. I'm going to call it Jim Rohn Don't Wish. And then we're going to download it. Do I want it to be a ping? I do want it to be a ping. I'm going to pull you away from this screen for just a moment while I fiddle with my screens here, because I need to find the folder where I save these images. So bear with me while I do that. I've got a folder right over here for my social media posts. Let me find that. Here it is. And I have one that I call Facebook picture posts, even though I now use them for everything. I'm not sure why I called them Facebook picture posts, but I did. I've now got a place to put that. Let's see. Are these all pings? They are, and they're huge, but that's okay. All right. Now that that's ready, I'm going to go ahead and click that download button on the ping. It says it's almost complete, and it's calling it Jim Rohn Don't Wish, which is great. So now I'm going to tell it to put it in this folder that I want. I'm going to edit the file name because I don't want there to be a little apostrophe in it, and I don't want there to be any spaces in it. And it's called Jim Rohn. You know what? I'm going to call... It looks like all the other ones I've just put the last name on, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. We're going to call it Rohn Don't Wish. And I'm going to save it. Don't Wish. I love that. It looks great. It looks great. Okay, so now... If I show you my whole screen now, it's going to look kind of crazy because I've got my slides and stuff up on it. Will that totally confuse you? I'm going to drop my Zoom window out of here so that doesn't look weird. I'm going to move my, well, I'm just going to move my slide controls down a little bit here. And is there anything else on the screen that's a problem if I share it right now? I don't think so. So let's share it. Yay. Okay. Do I have a button for this? Where was it? I was sharing my, it's been such a long time since I've shared my whole screen. Let me find it. Is it the one labeled full screen? Makes sense, right? Okay. It's a little confusing. It's a little confusing to show it to you this way, but we're going to go with it. Okay. So here's my buffer. Here's the window where we just made this graphic. Says my download is complete. Here's the folder where I saved it into. So I got that right there. So now I'm going to jump back over to Buffer. I'm going to do a couple other things while I'm here. I'm going to show you, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull you back just a second, and I'm going to open up two other things. There's an app I use called Simple Note, where I keep my quotes, quite frankly. And there's another window I need. What is it? My Google folder is where I keep, I have a Google Drive folder where I keep all these quotes so that I can easily get to it from my phone. And it's called My Social Media Posts. Let me bring you back. So what I'm doing right now is I'm going to set myself up. I don't need to do this for the step I'm about to do to pre-schedule it and get it ready for next Monday. But when I come back to this quote again in the future, which I will, when I rotate through all my quotes again, I'm going to want to get back to it easily. So here's how I'm going to do that. I'm going to put the picture in this Google Drive folder called My Social Media Posts. I'm going to drop it in there. Now I can get back to it. It allows you to look at these folders in the order that you've seen them, which means that I can just cycle through these photos over and over again, and I'll see when it comes around again. So now I've got the folder in there, the photo in there when I want to use it again. Now I'm going to grab the quote. Here's where I keep all my quotes. So now I'm going to grab this quote right here, and I'm going to put it right here underneath this Abraham Lincoln quote. Don't wish it was easier. I'm going to add these commas for the sake of reading. Wish you were better. Don't less for wish problems. Less problems. Wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenge. Comma. wish for more wisdom. And then that's going to be Jim Rohn. See, and then here's what I do. I copy the quote, and then right down here, I've got all the hashtags I want to use. So I copy it from there, paste it down there, and then I can copy this entire block. And now I have the text of my quote. I'm going to go back to Buffer. You may remember Buffer, where we schedule all of our social media stuff. This is a multi-step demo that we're doing today. I'm going to make a brand new post. I'm going to drag my image into it, just like that we just created together. I'm going to throw my text in there just like that. And now this post is ready to go. We have our image. We have our text. I'm going to say that I want it to go to LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I'm going to go to each one of those and make sure that it all fits. I can see that we're over the limit on this one. Not a problem. I'm going to get rid of that. Here's how it's going to be on Facebook. Here's how it's going to be on Instagram. I can add our location to Instagram. So I'm going to put Jungle Studios. I'm going to let it pre-fill my location. Jungle Studios is now going to be the location on that post. And here's how it's going to look on LinkedIn. The last thing we're going to do is schedule it. And then I'm going to add it to my calendar right here. I left a spot for next Monday. That's when I'm going to go ahead and schedule this one to release. So we're going to go schedule post Monday, 1:11 p.m. That's the 23rd, and schedule. And then I'm just going to go ahead and write down while that's going up here. I'm going to write down right here my quote, and it's on the schedule. And just like that, the field trip is concluded. And we can take a look at that post is now. We'll find it right down here, ready to go on Monday. There it is. We just created that brand new picture post with a quote image, whatever we want to call it. And it's ready to go. So that was our demo for the day. What do you think? How did we do? Let me know if you enjoyed that. Let me know if you learned something from our little demo. Maybe you just learned that CJ struggles while building these things too. And that could give you some hope and some encouragement as you struggle through it, trying to figure out the right text to say and the right image to put. I gave you that live demo so you can see exactly how it works out. But I knew where I was going. I knew roughly what I wanted. I had the quote ready to go. I didn't know what picture I was going to use, but I did know I kind of wanted some kind of fitness theme. And then I happened to find a really great photo that I thought fit very well. And I'm pleased. And that, folks, is our class for the day. So if you need to, you're always welcome to go right back to the beginning of the class series and go back and forward as much as you need. That's why these classes are available for you on demand. So if you're ready to do if you need a reminder on the beginning strategies, go back to the beginning. If you're ready to start a new platform, go back to the one about that new platform. Even go back to the very beginning as you consider a new platform, because something might change with your goals or your audience, and you'll want to consider that. It is not starting over. Everything that we're doing here improves systematically over time. Start slow. Start with one platform at a time, fit it into your schedule. It's better to do a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening, and figure out the best time for you to be present on those social media platforms. Another thing to remember is the reason we pre-schedule our social media posts is so that we don't have to worry about when or where or how we're posting. We can just engage with social media when it fits into your normal schedule. It's the best of both worlds. So we're still sharing. We have the freedom. We know we've done that. It's taken care of. That way we just have the freedom to play on the platform and engage with others while we're there. Become a native. I want you to start by reading and learning whichever new platform that you're using. There is an existing community. You need to learn their language and avoid bursting in, making too big of a scene before you've learned who's in the room and how they talk to each other. The greatest thing you can do is follow, like, and share with others. Support what others are doing to build that engagement. If you like what they're sharing, like it. If you love it, share it. What an easy way to share content to your own platform. And then when you're ready, comment briefly. pick whichever one of these metaphors you like. I always want you to remember to be human. We're here to connect with real people one by one. And just remember one of these metaphors. My poker metaphor, every time you play the game here, you're throwing another penny in the pot and it adds up over time. Or my fishing metaphor, every time you sit down to play, you're throwing another line in the water, cast another line in the water, and they stay there, and you never know when someone's going to find that post that you made, that comment, and that's how they find their way back to you. Everything counts. So I'm going to encourage you to get out there and take some action. Use Adobe Express, use Canva, and make yourself a little quote image that you can share, and then let me know how it goes. And then let me know what questions you have. We're here to help you with any of these situations, the software you're using or how it worked or what didn't work. Let me know. I want to help you with every step along the way. And then let us know, what was your favorite moment or takeaway from today's class? Something that I was demonstrating, something that I was struggling through? Let us know. And we'll be very pleased to hear how we are helping you in your web jungle. Remember, the internet is a jungle, and we understand that it's really easy to get lost and to feel lost when you're fighting your way through that jungle, but you've joined this tribe of people, and we're here to lead and guide each other through the jungle that is the internet. So thanks for so much for being with me in today's program, watching me struggle through making that. I hope it was a great demonstration for you. Let me know how you liked it. Let me know what questions you have. Make a comment underneath this video or make a brand new post in our Facebook group. And we're really pleased to help you in any way we can. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful rest of your month. And we'll see you next time on Social Media Jungle Club. The internet's a jungle. Roar! See you then. God bless.